We have intercepted a coded Imperial transmission. It indicates that a major weapons test is imminent. We need to know how to destroy it.
Cargo shuttle, what's your call sign?
It's, Rogue. Rogue One.
May the Force be with us.
All right, this is Jay Stu. I'm coming to you from Oakville, where we just saw a screening of Rogue One, the new Star Wars movie, and I'm happy to be here with the one and only Wonder Librarian.
What's up, guys? We're actually on the Death Star. Jay Stu lying to you. We're on the Death Star right now.
with a Tauntaun.
Yeah, I have a Tauntaun in my hand.
We're also here with our honorary member, the great author, Water Raven.
Hello, everyone. We are on the Death Star. I don't know why Jay is lying, but we're going to tell you the truth.
All right, and we're with a whole whack of our cosplayer friends here as well. We got Alex Rose and Candy Cosplay, and
I'm trying to break the window.
Jody's trying to break the window with Candy.
I'm not trying to break the window. I promise.
They're sick outside.
And Alexander, how's it going?
They're sick outside.
So we just saw Rogue One, and there will be spoilers.
Yeah.
Right?
No. So stop listening now if you hate spoilers.
Yeah. So let's quickly go around, and what did everyone think of it? Jody.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really great. I was so happy with it.
Cool.
Yeah. Candy? I would definitely see it again.
It was amazing, and I probably will have to see it again because my husband couldn't come.
Yeah. Alex?
I already have tickets for tomorrow.
So that's good.
And?
Yeah, I'll probably come again with Dan because he couldn't come tonight.
Cool. Wonder Librarian.
I like Jyn Erso a lot. I love the Vader scene at the end. Spoiler alert. That was probably the best Vader that we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It was really interesting to find out how exactly those plans got to the Rebel Alliance. But yeah. So that was great. Parts of it dragged, I thought, just a little bit.
Yeah, I did too.
And I was missing a little bit of the character development that was in Force Awakens. That's what I kind of felt. But I did like the droid. He was pretty cool. But I wanted to see the characters dialed up a little bit.
Yeah, K2 was awesome.
I got to see it again, I think.
I'm going to go ahead and jump on this buzzkill. Well, I do think it was an important movie to see for the universe. You saw different planets. You saw pieces of tech. You got more of the world. So if you want to be in-world, definitely jump in on this bandwagon. I do, however, agree with Wonder Librarian. The character development, the general feels that I got from Force Awakens, I mean, that movie blew me out of the water. I think I cried. So,
yeah, me too.
But with Rogue One, I was just like, okay, so this is okay. All right. Definitely the droid was the highlight. I think he was actually one of the best developed characters, had the most personality, quality lines. I didn't even need to know his backstory to identify with him. And then lastly, definitely the Vader scene. I think we can all agree that was the best Vader scene I've seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to mention also C-3PO and R2-D2 cameo was cool.
That was fantastic.
Unexpected to know.
And of course, our favorite, we knew she had to be there somewhere. I was telling everyone, she's going to be there. I'm in the right timeline.
Yeah.
sorry. Spoiler alert, but we know she's going to be there anyway. Leia. It's just nice to see her there, even though it's a little odd to look at, but it's nice to see her.
There was also a couple guys from the cantina. Which was a nice little...
I lost my shit when Jimmy Smith showed up, and they started talking about his Jedi friend who's been in hiding all these years.
I know. I leaned over to P. Photos, and I was like, he's Leia's daddy.
Lots of nice,
so
many good
Easter
references.
Yeah,
Easter eggs.
But yeah, I liked it. I thought some parts of it were a little slow. I worked all day, so I dozed off a little bit. But
I should mention too, it's Hoth-like weather, and so that kind of put a damper on a little bit today. But we all
definitely
came out with all the hardcore.
Definitely,
and, you know, some people had to cancel, but it's all good.
All right, who was everyone's favorite character in this movie?
K2.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Jyn. I liked her.
Okay, Vader
K2. Yeah. The droid for sure. I'm sold on him 100%. He's actually my favorite droid to date.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good too. Okay, second favorite. I am a ashamed awesome. I forgot that, actually. He definitely.
He had a good role, even though he didn't have a lot of lines.
Guy with a stick.
So, who's in for matching tattoos?
I am the force. The force is with me. I am the force. The force is with me. I am the force. The force is... Okay, I'm shutting up now.
Tonight, for sure.
He was actually another character that you felt for, you gripped to, definitely, because he was not this all-powerful Jedi, but he still had that connection to the force that I think we all, like, as fans, want as well, so...
I think that was something I missed in this movie, the lack of actual Jedi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the one thing that I really did miss in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. They were very...
I know, they was Vader, but, like, that was...
But at this point, it's like, Vader's not a Jedi anymore.
Yeah,
Vader
but
is full on Sith.
That whole scene just kind of...
It's not an episode.
Daddy's gone to the dark side. Like,
yeah.
Series, right? It's a separate story. Mm-hmm. So I feel it's okay to not have Jedi in every single Star Wars movie. It doesn't... I mean, we got a little bit of Vader.
It was just nice.
Really
it was nice to see the Rebels... before they went for help, to see them kind of explore that, okay, yeah, we can do this, and that whole team kind of take off on their own. It's like, okay, no, we know we need to do this. Screw it.
And
let's just get together and go.
None of them are Jedi. None of them have extraordinary powers or connections to the Force, except, of course, the blind guy. But that is extraordinary, you know. But just that kind of normal people.
They knew that there was something that needed to be done, and they just did it.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought we were going to go a whole Star Wars movie without a lightsaber. So.
No, it had to be the best one.
Yeah.
All right. So I've asked you guys this most recently at the Rogue One Geekery Con, but should there be other Star Wars standalone movies now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
I definitely agree.
There's so many other characters.
Sorry, can I say duh?
Well, they're already
there's a lot
doing
more stories to be told.
Han Solo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or are they doing Boba Fett too?
That was
the I heard rumor.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Floating around on the interwebs.
And I know I got to ask this. Alex Rose already has one, but of the cosplayers here, you guys already planning a Rogue One cosplay?
Hi.
Oh, true, I guess.
Miss Hyde cosplays already dressed as Leia from the right timeline this time.
I made this Jenner costume in a day, so I'd like to amp it up and actually get, like... spend more time putting more detail into it and fixing it.
I might still cosplay from it. I'm not sure yet.
Nice. I'm in the same boat. Not sure. I like lightsabers.
I'm disappointed there was no Porkins at the end.
Lightsaber battle.
Maybe. Oh, there's one happening outside for real.
Right on.
And of course, who is it? The invasion. The invasion's out there having a fun time with his lightsaber.
Here's a question. Here's a question that I just want to pose to the group. The moments when I feel terrible that I'm forgetting his name because he was my second favorite character, but the blind man said, when somebody's about to kill, the Force goes dark around them. Is that true for the Jedi on the light side? Because they kill as well. So when they're going to kill, but they're the light side, does it get dark around them because they're killing? So I'm really wondering how much into this balance of light and dark we're starting to explore.
My boyfriend, ladies.
That's
very deep.
I mean, sometimes you got to think what really separates the light and the dark, especially if they're part of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a little bit of light, a little bit of dark.
I mean, thus far, it seems to be mutilation. To be a Sith, you have to be mutilated.
Right? Yeah, it's all about the intention and not... Yeah, they're not, Jedi don't attack with the intention to, like, I don't know how to put this. They murder people, but it's not like they're doing it maliciously or because they don't have that emotional attachment. Makes a big difference.
It seems that some of the stormtroopers and any of the reincarnations of the dark part of the Force, they all seem to believe they're building a better world. So you gotta wonder, like, you know, they think they're the good guys, some of them, right? So I'm really, that's why I thought that was interesting that he said when somebody's about to kill that the Force goes dark around them. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
No. That's deep, man.
I read books.
Yeah, we went there.
Oh, and I guess I'll ask everyone, what was your favorite scene in the movie?
Vader.
I have two favorites. It was really nice to see Vader in full form at one of his strongest, I think, as he's coming into being himself. But of course, for me, it was really nice at the end to see them add Leia. And bring that kind of full circle into the next thing. I mean, as
really
I'm watching the ship, as I watch the ship take off, I'm thinking, oh, great, here we go. And then I'm thinking, no, wait a minute, that ship looks familiar. And I start to giggle, and I'm going on. I'm like, I know this ship, I know this ship. And then when the door opens and she's there, it's just like, yes.
Yeah, that paid off.
I was excited to see Tarkin again, too.
That too, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
I thought it was weird how Darth Vader was hanging out in, like, a bubbly bath thing. Is that where it was? He in a chamber or something?
So he was relaxing.
Off? Okay. I think that's probably
get all that sweaty glit off of him from just living in that.
I guess I never thought about what it would be like outside of the suit. And, like,
I guess.
Not like just, like,
Star Wars hot tub?
Yeah.
You know what we need to see in Star Wars?
What's
a
that?
Jedi Ewok.
Oh.
I'm 100% behind
that. Because, I mean, Wicket learned the talk. Wicket learned the talk in the little standalone movie, so...
I'm down with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
If Yoda can be a Jedi,
I know.
So can an Ewok.
Yes, yes.
I like that, actually.
Yes.
That would be neat.
Jedi Ewok
for
the win.
Little furry bear running at you with a saber.
It's like, oh, what's that? It's just a little cute thing. Oh, wait, it's got a lightsaber.
You're going to think it's going to bite your ankles off?
It's so fuzzy and cute. Who gave it a lightsaber? Oh, boy.
Very nice. I like that.
Warrior ever.
This is what happens with candy cosplay and Miss High Cosplay get together.
Get Disney on the phone. You should cosplay an Ewok Jedi.
Do that. Yeah. Then they'll be inspired by it.
You should make your
own
design.
Ewok Jedi.
All right. It's almost 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
we should probably cut out. I want to thank you guys for sticking around for a few minutes to chat about the movie. And we'll see you around again next time. So
definitely.
This weekend.
Yes.
Saturday Christmas party.
Yes, indeed.
May the Force be with us all on this night.
Yes. God bless us all.
The Force is with me. I am the Force. The Force is with me. Oh, my God. What have we started?
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.